Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We are now starting Bezes Hashem the Gemara on the form of Gimel of an Aleph. The Gemara has the following stira. In our Mishnah it says, Ein ma'akfin es ha-tinoikes ma'oskoya. From there, the Gemara's Madaik Mashma, the only Tinoikis, we are not Ma'akfin Moskaya, but Honoshim Ma'akfin. The Gemara asks, Vatanya in Ma'akfin, Voyas Hanoshim, Voyas Hatinoikis, Moskaya Beyonsef. From the Braisa, one sees that not only are we not Ma'akiv Tinoikis from being Takea, we are not even Ma'akiv as Hanoshim, which is a seeming contradiction to the Diuk that the Gemara made from our Mishnah, the only Tinoikis we are not Ma'akiv Moskaya. Noshim, on the other hand, we are ma'akfin. The Gemara answers, Amar Abaye loikasha, Harab Yehuda, Harab Yesi v'Rab Shimon. The Tanya Daber al b'nei Yisrael seimchen, ve'im b'nei Yisrael seimcheis divrei Rab Yehuda. Harab Yesi v'Rab Shimon oimrim noshim seimcheis rishos. And therefore, the Gemara comes out that according to Rab Yehuda that holds ve'im b'nei Yisrael seimcheis, so too one will be ma'akev noshim from being tekea. On the other hand, according to Beisir Reb Shimon that say the Noshim same Chais Rishas, so too, one would not be Ma'akev Noshim from being Tekeya. And therefore the Mishnah is going with Shita Sabi Yehuda that holds Ein B'nei Yisrael same Chais. On the other hand, the Braisa is a Shita Beisir Reb Shimon that holds Noshim same Chais Rishas. Now to understand that according to Yehuda, Ein B'nei Yisrael same Chais, and so too, as our Gemara says, one would be Ma'akev Noshim from being Tekeya, we find a tremendous machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi thus explains that one is ma'akev nashim from being tekeya, according to Yehuda, is based on that since nashim are paturis lagamri, therefore kitaki ika val Tosfos. That we are ma'akev nashim from being tekeya, according to the Tan of our Mishnah, is based on the iser val Tosfos. Tosfos, on the other hand, argues on Rashi. Tosfos and Irvin of Tzadivavim and Aleph Padimah Maschel Micha Baskushi Haisa Menachas Tfilin explains that we are Ma'akev Noshim from being Tekea is based on that Tekea is a Mochad Rabbanon. That one is not allowed to be Tekea on Shabbos or Yontif. And that is why we are Ma'akev Noshim from being Tekea, because of the Isser of Tekea on Yontif. And so too, Tosfos goes on to say that the Yehuda holds Ein Noshim Seimcheis, a Noshim not allowed to be Seimech, is based on that being Seimech is Mechzik HaVodeh B'Kodshim. And for that reason, Ein Noshim Seimcheis. Now to explain, that the Rashi did not explain by Tosfos, that the one is Ma'akim Noshim being Tekeh is based on that there is an Isser of being Tekeh B'Yontif. Uchayra, the Pshan Rashi is based on that we find in the Taz in Siman Tov Kof Tzadivav Sivkotan base. That on the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah there is no Isser to be Tekeya whatsoever. Even if one would be Tekeya, not for the purpose of the Mitzvah Tekeya, still there is no Isser to be Tekeya on the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah at all. And for that reason, Rashi explains that the only reason why we are ma'akev nashim from being tekeya is only based on the Isser of Baal Tosef. Tosfos, on the other hand, argues on the Taz and understands that even on the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah there is an Isser being tekeya if the tekeya is not for the purpose of the mitzvah of tekeya shofar. Now getting back to Rashi, again, Rashi understands that we are ma'akev nashim from being tekeya is based upon the Isser of Baal Tosef. We find the following kasha in the Marsha. Marsha by us asks, "My Baal Tosef shayechacha, the shayech or meimer Baal Tosef el ba'isa hamitzvah meisef olea." In other words, the Marsha understands that the only time that one has an Isser of Baal Tosef is only if one is meisef to the actual mitzvah. For example, if one adds a parasha to tefillin, instead of four parashas, he has five parashas. But over here, that one is not adding to any mitzvah, where does one have Baal Tosef? So to explain that, the Rashi understands that there is Baal Tosef, even if one is not adding on to an already existing mitzvah, we find in the Ramban in Parashas Vayeschanan. The Ramban says the following chiddush, that the Torah says loisaisifu, the one is not allowed to add on to mitzvahs, is not only referring to adding on to an already existing mitzvah, but as the Ramban says, ufidaiti afu badal aseis mitzvah b'fnei atzma, even if one decided on his own to make up a mitzvah, kagein she'asa chag b'chidesh abadani libei kirovam, is over belav. As Ramban brings a raya from the Gemara Megillah Daf Yedaleh Amud Aleph, achin amru inyan mikra Megillah, meo shmeinim neviim amdum lehem li yisrael v'pachzu v'yisifo mashakasa b'atayra filu v'yisachas, chutz mi mikra Megillah. And as Ramban explains, that really the mitzvah of mikra Megillah should be considered a hisafa on the mitzvah satayra, because again Rabbanan made it up, a new mitzvah called the mitzvah of mikra Megillah. The only reason why it is not considered a hisafa on the mitzvah Shabbat Torah is as the Gemara Megillah explains, my darash, that the mitzvah mikra Megillah is based on a drasha of a pasuk that itself is kasa b'teira. That is how the Ramban explains the Gemara Megillah. And so do we find in the Psikta Zetrasa in Parshas Vaschanan that says, as we quoted before from the Ramban, that if one makes a new yontif, k'may ravim benavat, one is over on the iser about Tasif. In other words, it comes out that there are two ways with which one is over the iser about Tasif. Either if one takes an already existing mitzvah and adds on to an already existing mitzvah, or by being mechadesh a new mitzvah. The Gra, in Aderes Eliyahu Parashas Re'eh, takes this a step further. The Gaon says that there are really two separate parshas. There is a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh that says, "As kol hadavar sharnichim etzavcha eschem oisay sishmu lasay soisef alav oisigram imenu." And then there is a separate pasuk in Parshas Veschanan that says, "Oisay sifu al hadavar sharnichim etzavcha eschem oisigram imenu." The Gaon goes on to say that these two psukim are referring to two separate dinim of Baal Tosef. The pasuk in Parashas Re is referring to if one is meisiv to an already existing mitzvah. For example, if one adds an extra parasha to tefillin, instead of four parashas, he has five parashas. That is the pasuk in Parashas Re. The pasuk in Parashas Vaschanan is a completely different in Baal Tosef, that one is not allowed to mechadesh a new mitzvah. And so too is Mefurish and the Psikta Zetrasa. That as far as the Pasuk of Parshas Re'eh is concerned, the Psikta Zetrasa explains that the Pasuk of Parshas Re'eh is coming to teach us Shavoy L'Hosef al Haluav and not to Meisef on Tzitzis. And on the other hand, in the Psikta Zetrasa and Parshas Vaschana, the Psikta Zetrasa explains the Pasuk that the Pasuk of Parshas Vaschana is coming to teach us that one should not be Mechadesh in U'mitzvah. And therefore, as Rabbi Yochum Fischer Poilel explains in the Sefer Mitzvahs of Sadi Goyin, Daf Pei Beis, that the Rashi says the one is over on Baal Tosef is referring to the Baal Tosef, the one is not allowed to mechadesh a new mitzvah, which again, according to the Goyin, is based on the Pasuk in Parshas Vaschanan. Rabbi Yochum Fischer goes on to say that we find in Rashi in Erevin at Sadi Vavim and Aleph, but the Ramascho Voimichu, that explains that Noshim are not allowed to wear tefillin, according to Rita, the whole Noshim, Ein Saim Ches, is based on that it's Have Kitay Sefes. As Tesis explains, it is Nira Kemesef Alatayah. In other words, from Rashi and Erevin one sees that it is not a full-fledged Baal Tesef. It is just Nira Kemesef Alatayah. And with that, Tesis goes on to explain that we find in the Gemara and Sukkah of Beis and Beis. According to Behuda, Hilni Hamalka sat in a kosher sukkah. According to Behuda, Nashim ain't same ches. And just like Nashim ain't same ches, which according to Rashi is based on the Isra Baal Tosef, so too, Anisha should not be allowed to sit in a sukkah, based on the Isra Baal Tosef. Tosef goes on to say that since the Isra is only because it is nearer Kamesef, by Hilni Hamalka it was not nearer Kamesef, because that she was sitting in a sukkah is Mishum Banel. She was sitting in a sukkah. Rabbi Yochum Fischel explains that the Rashi understands that it is not a full-fledged Baal Tosef, only Nira Kemesef, is based again at the Isser Baal Tosef because one is being mechadesh a new mitzvah. But that is only if the mitzvah is a completely new mitzvah. But over here, they are talking about a mitzvah saseh shazman groma, that the mitzvah is not a completely new mitzvah, as we find that anoshim are mechuyavim in the mitzvah. Therefore, it is only nirah kemosef, it only looks like one is being mechadesh a new mitzvah. That is how Bruchim Fischel explains the Shita of Rashi. But now, we still have to explain, what was the Gemara's raya from Behuda? The Behuda says, Nashem Eim Tzemchais, that if a lady will be Mekayim a mitzvah saseh shezman groma, she will be over in Isser Baal Tosef. Bechira, one can explain that the Behuda holds Nashem Eim Tzemchais has absolutely nothing to do with Baal Tosef. That there is an Isser Smicha is based on that we find in the Gemara in Chagiga after Sayin of a base that there is an Isser of Avodah Bekachim. And maybe that is the reason why Yehuda holds a Noshim are not allowed to be Simchis. To answer this kasha, one has to be Maktim, that we find, that Rabbi Yisin or Shimon hold Noshim Simchis Rishos. What is the Heter, according to Rabbi Yisin or Shimon, for Noshim to be Simchis? What happened to the Isser of Avodah Bekachim? To explain the Shita of Yisin or Shimon, again we find the tremendous machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Chulin Daf Behei Omer Aleph understands that according to Rabbi Yisrael Shimon that whole Nashim same Chais Rishos, Nashim are allowed to do a full-fledged smicha, and we are not worried about the fact that they are doing Avodah Bekachim. Tesis, on the other hand, by us, but the Ramaschal, Harbi Yuda, Harbi Yisrael, and Sotu, and Tesis, and Evin of Talivav argue, and they explain that according to Rabbi Yisrael Shimon, Noshim are allowed to be Seimechis does not mean that they're allowed to be Seimech b'chol koichon, which is considered Avodah Bekachim, but rather that the Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Shimon say Noshim are Seimechis means that they're allowed to be Seimech, as the Gemara in the Chagiga says, b'akfuya yodayu, without being Seimech b'chol koichon, which is not considered Avodah Bekachim. It is only, as Tosfos Ne'evin explains, mechzi ka'ivir Avodah Bekachim. But again, Tosfos understands that according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon, even though they hold Nashim same Chais Rishos, but they are not allowed to do a full-fledged smicha, because a full-fledged smicha is an Isser Dereisa of Eved Avodah Bekachim. They are only allowed to be Eved and Isser Derabbanan of Mechzik Eved Avodah Bekachim. Rashi, on the other hand, argues, and Rashi holds that according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon, they are allowed to do a full-fledged Avodah. And again, the kash is, what is the heter for Noshim to a full-fledged Avodah if Noshim have no mitzvah smicha? So we find in the Ravid, in Teres Kehanim, Vayikra, Diburad, and Adav, that the Ravid explains as follows, that Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon hold Noshim same Chais Rishos, which means, as Ravid explains, a full-fledged smicha, is based on the fact, Shekach nitna hatura la-Noshim mechoiva la-Noshim Rishos. In other words, there is a mitzvah for Noshim as well. Just for Noshim it's a chiva, for Noshim it's a rishos. But Noshim have a mitzvah smicha just like Noshim, just they happen to not be mechuyev in the mitzvah smicha. That is how the Ravid explains the shita of Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Shimon. And for that reason, one can say that Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Shimon hold that there is no Isser Baal Tosef involved in the smicha of Noshim is also based on the same Yisrael. That the mitzvah was given for Noshim as well. That Rabbi Yehuda holds and Noshim Ein Tzemichais is based on that Rabbi Yehuda is Chilek. And Rabbi Yehuda understands that we do not say that the mitzvah was given for Noshim as well. But as is Meduyik and Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda holds Noshim are Peturei Sagamri from the mitzvah. Noshim are Peturei Sagamri from Smicha, and so too Noshim are Peturei Sagamri from Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Groma. And for that reason, one is not allowed to be Semech on the Korban, either because of the Isser of being Eved Avodah Bekachim, or based on the Isser of Baal Tosef. Because again, when an Isha goes, when a lady goes, and does a mitzvah that she's completely Petura from, she's being meisav ala mitzvahs. She's being mechadesh a new mitzvah. And for that reason, there is an Isser of Avodah Bekachim, and so too one would have an Isser of Baal Tosef as well. And therefore, from Rabbi Yehuda, one sees that there is an Iser Val Tosef, because again, Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that an Isha is Paturo Agamri. That is a Chaya, how one can explain Rashi. So again, according to the Raivad understands that the Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Shimon is based on how he understands that the Torah said the ladies are Paturis from certain mitzvahs. Do we understand that the Torah said the ladies are Paturis Lagamri, which is a Shita Rabbi Yehuda, or do we say that ladies have the mitzvah as well? Just they happen to not be Machuyev in the mitzvah. And so too we find in the Ritva and Ran in Kedushin Naflamid, that the Ritva and Ran say that according to Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Shimon, that whole Nashim Seim Ches Rishos, so too Nashim can make a bracha asher kadshonu v'mesveitza v'tzivonu when they do a mitzvah aseh shehazman groma, based on that the mitzvah was niten for Nashim as well. Just all it is a Rishos. So again, we have a tremendous machlekes harishenim in how to understand that the Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Shimon say Nashim same chais rishos. Does that mean that Nashim have the mitzvah of smicha, and for that reason Nashim can be seimech b'chol koichan, and we are not worried about the fact that with being seimech b'chol koichan one is being eved aveda b'kachim, which again is a shita of Rashi and the Raivad, and so to achir one sees in the Ritva and Rani Kedushin? Or do we say, as is the Shita of Tosfos, that even according to Yisrael Shimon, that whole Nashim Seim Chetz Rishos, but they are not allowed to do a full fart smicha. They are only allowed to be over in Isad Rabbanon a Mechsi Ka'ivir Avida Bekarchim, which is a Chira based on that Tosfos understands that even according to Yisrael Shimon, the whole Nashim Seim Chetz does not mean to say that ladies have the mitzvah of smicha as well. It just means to say, as Tosis explains in the Gemara in the Chagiga, that kedei la'aseis nachas ruach l'nashem, in order to make nachas ruach l'nashem, they were matter for one to be over on an iser drabanon. But as far as an iser d'reis is concerned, kedei la'aseis nachas ruach l'nashem, there's no heter to be over on an iser d'reis. And therefore Tosis goes on to say, That the Rabbeinu Tam understands that according to Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Shimon, that whole Nashim Seim Ches Rishos, so to Nashim are allowed to make a bracha, is only based upon the fact, as Tosfos explains, that the Isser of a bracha Shein Hatzricha is only an Isser Drabanan. And since the Isser bracha Shein Hatzricha is only an Isser Drabanan, just like we are matter the Isser Drabanan of Mechzi Ka'iv Aveda Bekarchen because of Nachas Ruach, and so too we are Mater, the Isad Rabbanon of being Tekea Beyontif, in order, Kedelasis Nachas Ruach, so too we are Mater for ladies to be Mavarech, because again, Tosfos understands that the Isser is only an Isad Rabbanon, and they were Mater Isuri Rabbanon, Kedelasis Nachas Ruach Onoshim. That is how Tosfos understands Abeinu Tam's Raya from Rabbi Yisi v'Rabbi Shimon. In other Nafgamina, in this machlekes harishonim, how to understand the Rishi Reb Shimon, Nashim Seim Ches Rishos, if that means that ladies have an actual mitzvah, or it just means that Rabbanon or Mater Yisuri Rabbanon Kedei La'aseis Nachas Ruach HaNashim, is that we find in the Raivit in Perek Gimel Mehocha Sitzes Halacha Zayin, that the Raivit says the following Kiddush, that even though Nashim are allowed to wear tzitzis, again based on the Mandamer, the Nashim Seim Ches Rishos, that is only to wear tzitzis without kalayim. But there is no heter for an isha to wear tzitzis with kalayim. Even though, as far as anoshim are concerned, anoshim have a heter of avisha tzitzis with kalayim, based on the halacha of asei deichalei sasei, but noshim do not have that heter. That is a chira only if one understands, like the sheet of tesis, that even according to Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Shimon, that whole Nashim Seim Ches Rishos does not mean that they have the actual mitzvah of tzitzis, that they have the actual mitzvah saseh shazman goma. But again, according to the Rabbi and Teres Kayanim, v'chira, just like Nashim are allowed to do a full for smicha, we are not worried about the fact that they are being eved aveda b'kachim based on the fact that Nashim have a full-fledged mitzvah of smicha, so too, Nashim l'chayav have a full-fledged mitzvah of tzitzis. And therefore we should say that Nashim should be allowed to wear tzitzis b'klayim based on the klal v'asei d'chalei sasei. In other nafkamina, in how to understand the Ben Tam's halacha that according to Rabbi Yisrael Shimon, Just like Nashim can be same Chis Rasha, so too they can make a bracha, l'chayra, one has to know, according to Rabbi Natan, are Nashim chuyaves to make a bracha, or they have a heter to make a bracha. So again, if one understands Rabbi Natan, like you find in our Tesis, and so too in Tesis Nevin at Salivav, that there is a heter, mishum nachas ruach, to be oiver nesed rabbanon, what is the heter? They are allowed to make a bracha. And we are not worried about the fact that they are being over an iser of bracha sheina tzricha, which is only nesed rabbanon. But on the other hand, if one understands Rabbi Natan, like their tva and rani kiddushin, that Rabbi Natan understands the basis of Reb Shimon, that nashim have an actual mitzvah, v'chayef ha'u isha b'mekayim a mitzvah saseh shazman gram and isha b'mechuyeves to make a bracha. And so too we find in the Birkei Yosef in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Tes that the Birkei Yosef brings down from the Mizrahi, that the Mizrahi understands that according to Rabbeinu Tam, if an isha will be mekayemes a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, she will be mechuyeves to make a bracha. Because again, when she's being mekayemes a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, she's doing a full-fledged mitzvah. And anytime one does a mitzvah, one has to make a birkas a mitzvah as well. So now getting back to Tesis. Tesis again brings down Rashem Rabbeinu Tam that according to Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon that Honashim same Ches Rishos, so too a lady, an Isha, as a heter to make a bracha on a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, we find that the Rambam in Hochasitzes per Gimel Hochazayin is chilek. And the Rambam holds that even though an Isha has a right to mekayemes a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, but as far as brachas are concerned, an Isha does not have a right to make a bracha. And so too the Rishonim bring down is a shita of Rashi. The Rashi understands that even though an isha can mekayemes mitzvah saseh shazman grama, but still she cannot make a bracha. Now to explain the machlokes between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam, that the Rambam holds an isha cannot make a bracha, okay, one can explain very simply. Again, based on the understanding of Rabbeinu Tam, according to our Tesis, that the base of Shimon al-Nashim same Ches Rishos does not mean that they have a full-fledged mitzvah. All it means is that they have a heter to mekayim mitzvahs, and they have a heter to be oiver nesed rabbanon kdei lasis nachas ruach. One can explain that the Rambam is going with Shitasei in Perkei Beis Melchah Shavuos, that the Rambam understands any bracha sheina tzricha is an iser d'oraisa. Not like Tesis by us that understands that a bracha sheina tzricha is only nesed rabbanon. And for that reason, one can say that the Rambam holds a lady cannot make a bracha is based on that the heter k'tilasis nachas ruach is not matir in iser d'oraisa. That the Rabbeinu Tam holds that an isha is mevarechas is only because Tesis understands that the iser bracha sheina tzricha is only nesed rabbanon. On the other hand, the Rambam Shitasei does not have the heter of k'tilasis nachas ruach. But now one has to understand the shita of Rashi. V'chayr in Rashi we find the seeming contradiction. Again, we said before the Rashi shita is according to Rabbi Yosef Shimon, in isha could be semech b'chol k'icha, and we do not say that there is an iser of oivir avayda b'kachim based on the Ravid that understands Rabbi Yosef Shimon that an isha has a mitzvah smicha as well. So to v'chayr, an isha should be able to make a bracha on a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. So Chira Pshat and Rashi is based on that we find in the Gra and Erechayim Simen Yud Zayin, that the Goyin explains that one cannot make a bracha is referring to Birkas HaMitzvahs based on that one cannot save a tzivanu. She cannot save a tzivanu. Because even though she has a full-fledged mitzvah, but she's not mitzvah in the mitzvah. And since she's not mitzvah in the mitzvah, for that reason she cannot save a tzivanu. That is the reason why Rashi holds that a lady cannot make a bracha of Birkas HaMitzvahs on a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. And so too one can explain the shita of the Rambam as well. That the Rambam holds that ladies cannot make a bracha is referring to the bracha of Birkas HaMitzvahs asher kachonim mitzvah save tzivanu. And since a lady cannot save a tzivanu based on the fact that she is not mitzvah in the mitzvah, therefore, for that reason, the Rambam holds that noshim cannot be mevorech Birkas HaMitzvahs. And so too we find in the Tzvach and Brachas, the beginning of the fourth parak, that the Tzvach says that even like the Rambam that holds that a lady cannot make a bracha, that is only referring to Birkas HaMitzvahs. On the other hand, Tfilas Musaf, even though an Isha is not mechuyeves to mispal Tfilas Musaf, still she is allowed to mispal Tfilas Musaf because in Tfilas Musaf there is no mention of a Tzivanu. So again, one sees that the Tzvach understands, like the Rambam, that a lady cannot make a bracha is only because she cannot save a tzivanu, like we explained according to Rashi. On the other hand, Rav Grossman, Kuntzei Shiurim, in Kedushin, Simon Chaf, explains that from the Ravid, one sees that the Ravid understands the Rambam, that a lady cannot make a bracha is not because she can't save a tzivanu, but rather the reason why a lady cannot make a bracha is because she is not bechlal the mitzvah at all. As we said before, the Ravid in Asaga says that even though an isha has a heter to put on tzitzis, but she cannot wear tzitzis bekalayim, because again, even though she has a heter to wear tzitzis, but there is no mitzvah tzitzis. And therefore, we cannot possibly say, "Asay deicha lois asay." The asay of tzitzis is deicha lois asay of klayim. That's how Grossman explains the Ravid's understanding of the Rambam. And therefore, if the Ravid, just like the Rambam holds that a lady is not allowed to make a bracha of bricks and mitzvah, so too, according to the Ravid's understanding of the Rambam, an isha will not be allowed to mispalel musaf because again, she is not bechlal a mitzvah asay she has man grama. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara says, "Amar Abulazar, afilu b'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, must ask him b'hem al shilamdu." The Gemara brings Raya, "Taina mihochi, must ask him b'hem al shilamdu, afilu b'Shabbos." The Sefer the Brisa says, "Ein ma'akven atinoikes moskoya b'Shabbos, ve'ein tzarachoy mabiyantif." The Gemara asks, "Hagu v'kasha." Amrit, Masaska Machi Romdo, Fuel Bashabas, Almo Katrio Amin Tickle, Padatoni Makvini Kuvu Doi, Makvin, Holo Katrio Amin Tickle. The Gemara says, I Kasha Kamakotan Shigio Achenach, Kamakotan Shuay Gio Achenach. To understand the Gemara's Teretz, we find Amachwekes Rashi and Thesis. Rashi understands, Kan Bekotan Shigio Achenach, Bekotan Shigio Achenach, Miss Askin Bohem, a Fuel Bashabas. On the other hand, Katan Shoygi Lachinach. We are not misasking by him. All we say is, they ain't ma'akfin hatinoika ismoskoya. That is the sheet of Rashi, the Rif, and the Ravid in Asagas Perak Beis Melchashayf Alachazayin. Tesis Ve'as explains exactly the opposite. And Tesis Ve'as explains, Kan Bekatan Shigi Lachinach, Kan Bekatan Shoygi Lachinach, that only by Katan Shoygi Lachinach is the Alacha the one is misasking by him. Shilamdu. On the other hand, the katan shigi ochenach v'aloche, the one is not misaskim shilamdu. All we say is ein ma'akfen asatinoika ismoskaya. So again, according to Rashi, the Rif and the Ravid, by katan shigi ochenach v'aloche, the one is misaskim bohem shilamdu afilu b'Shabbos. On the other hand, according to Tesis, by a katan shigi ochenach, even on yontif, one is not misasking bohem ad shilamdu. Rambam in Perek Beis Melchashayf HaLachazayin has a third shita. The Rambam says the following halacha, that on Yontif, both a katan shigiyo achinach and a katan shelo yigiyo achinach, one is misasik imohem kedei lo lamdan. But that is only on Yontif. On Shabbos, the halacha is that there is a difference between a katan shigiyo achinach and a katan shelo yigiyo achinach. By a katan shigiyo achinach v'alochid, one is ma'akvim oisei moskaya. One has to hold them back from being tekeya. On the other hand, a katan shigiyo achinach, again, as far as a katan shigiyo achinach is concerned, both Shabbos and Yontif are the same. One is oisei ki mohem kadei olamda moskaya. That is a sheet of the Rambam. Now to understand the machlokes between Rashi and Tesis, the Rashi holds katan shigiyo achinach, we are misasking b'hen to teach them muskaya. Tosis, on the other hand, understands that katan shigiyo achinach, one is not misasking b'hen to teach them kedei muskaya. L'chari, one can explain the machlekes is based on a fundamental shaila. Is there a chinach to mechanech tanim in the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar? Do we say, as we find in the Rambam, in Perek Aleph, Melcha Shofar Ha Aleph, that the mitzvah of Shofar is a Shmaya Kol Shofar, the Shmiya of the Kol Shofar? And since the mitzvah is a Shmiyas Kol Shofar, therefore there is no inyan, there is no mitzvah to mechanech a katan in Tkiya Shofar, because again, the mitzvah is only Shmiya Shofar. Or do we say, no, that there is a mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar? That one is Yetze. If someone else is taking a Shefer, is based, as we find in the Emtua Midin Shlichos. That Shrucha Yishalavim Kameisei and the Tekea Shefer is as if I myself am being Tekea, the Shefer. And therefore, if there is a mitzvah of Tekea Shefer, there is a mitzvah to Mechanech in the Tekea of the Shefer. And therefore, one can say that that is a machlokes between Rashi and Tesis. Rashi understands that there is a mitzvah of Tekea Shefer, and therefore there is a Chinech to Mechanech, a Katan, Leskaya, Bashefer. And for that reason, Katan Shekiwa Chinech, Misaskin Bohem, till he learns how to be Tekea. On the other hand, Tesis understands that there is no mitzvah in Chinech to Mechanech in Tekea Shefer. And for that reason, Tesis understands that even on Yontif, one is not misasking in a katan shegi or chinuch to teach him how to be takeya b'shefer. Still, one has to understand that the Rashi holds that by katan shegi or chinuch, even on Shabbos, one is asking by him to teach him how to be takeya. Tesis asks, on Shabbos, v'aloi ein mitzvah sayim b'shefer. In the Rambam as well, one sees that the Rambam also understands like Rashi. The Rambam says that we say, that there is a difference between katan shegiyah ochenech and katan shelo yegiyah ochenech on Shabbos, that by yegiyah ochenech we are ma'akvin as a katan from being tekeh b'Shabbos, that is only Shabbos she'eino yontif. For example, as the Beinu Menoyach explains, Shabbos before yontif. But Shabbos on yontif, a katan shegiyah ochenech, we will not be ma'akvin from being tekeh. And as Meduyik and Rambam, by Shabbos, Shechal, v'yantav, we would say that we would be misasking Manoskaya just like the Shita of Rashi. So again, one has to understand, V'chaya, Taisus asks, V'chaya, ein mitzvah sayim b'shefer. So V'chaya from Rashi and the Rambam, one sees the following chiddush. That the Rabbanan said, if Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, one is not tekeya, it is not to mean the Rabbanan uprooted the mitzvah completely. And Rabbanan were Iker B'Sheva Altasa, and Rabbanan said that there is no mitzvah Tkiyah Shefer at all on Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos. But rather we say the Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos, the mitzvah is still in place. Just Rabbanan said one should not be Tekeya. But that does not mean to say that if one would be Tekeya, he would not be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shefer. And for that reason, Rashi and the Rambam both understand the Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos, misaskim, one would be misasik with a katan shegiyah ochenech eskaya, because again, there is a mitzvah of tkiyah shefer and Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos. Based on the other hand that argues, understands, that when Rabbanan went and said the Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos, one is not tkiyah b'shefer, Rabbanan went and uprooted the mitzvah completely. And even if one would go and be tkiyah b'shefer, there would be no kiyah mitzvah whatsoever. And for that reason, Tesis asks on Rashi, then why do we say that Shabbos by Katan Shigil Chenech Mesaskim Imoran Waskaya, there is no mitzvah Sayyim B'Shefer whatsoever, and therefore there is no Chenech in the mitzvah of Tkiya Shefer? Now let's go on to the next Sugya. The Mishnah says a Mesasek Wayotza, the Gemara of a base is Medayik. Mashma in the Mishnah that only a Mesasek is Wayotza, a Tekeya Washir Yotza. Wait, Mesay Warova Dom Rova, Tekeya Washir Yotza. And one does not need kavona v'shem mitzvahs tkiyah shefer. Zok the Gemara, no. Doma tkiyah v'shir nami misase karile. To understand the Gemara shakal v'tzarya, v'chira, one has to be makdim with the following shayla. If one would argue on the lachar brava and say that tkiyah v'shir v'yatza based on the kval mitzvah shichas kavona, how does one understand that the Kehla Shiva Yatza? Do we say that in order for one to be Yetzi his mitzvah, one needs Kavana? And the only way one can be Yetzi his mitzvah is only with Kavana? Is that the Pshat and the Kehla Shiva Yatza based on the Kaal Mitzvah Sriches Kavana? Or do we say that in order for one to be Yetzi his mitzvah, he does not need Kavana Hashem mitzvah? Just it happens to be that without Kavana Hashem mitzvah, one is missing the actual Maisa Mitzvah. In order for the Maisa Tkiyah to be considered a Tkiyah Shal Mitzvah, one needs Kavono Hashem Mitzvah. Without Kavono Hashem Mitzvah, the Tkiyah is a Maisa of Minvach Nevuchi. One does not see a Tkiyah. Well, here, that is a Shaka Vatari of our Gemara. The Gemara understood that if we would say at Keir Shua Yotza, is based on that in order for one to be Yotza is mitzvah, one needs Kavanah la mitzvah. The Gemara says no. Dilma ta Keir Shua Nami Mesasa Koriwe, in other words, mitzvah shichas Kavanah means that without Kavanah one is missing the actual Chavtza Shal mitzvah. One is missing a Tzkiya. And for that reason, the Gemara says, Dilma Tekeo Ashir Nami Mesasa Karile, because what's wrong with Tekeo Ashir is that one is missing the Tekeo Shal Mitzvah. With this, you say that without Kavanah Hashem Mitzvah, one is missing in the actual Tekeo Shal Mitzvah. We find that there are Moshe, Negros Moshe, Rechaim, Chelot Beis, Simonai, and Beis explains that we find that Bzeira told Oshame Chavinut Kali, which the Gemara explains is based on mitzvah shichas kavana, is because without kavanas mashmiya, if the mashmiya would not have a mind to meitzias hashemeya, as far as the shemeya is concerned, he is missing in the tkiya shal mitzvah. And since based on the rule mitzvah shichas kavana, without kavana, one does not have a tkiya shal mitzvah, so too without kavanas mashmiya, as far as the shemeya is concerned, all one has is a tkiya shashir. And for that reason, the shemeya is not yetzei his mitzvah without specific kavanah from the mashmiya to moitzi the shemeya. Now, let's go back to the actual case of the Mishnah of the Mesasek Koyotza. In the Gemara one sees that we say the Mesasek Koyotza is even according to the Mandamar mitzvahs ein sriches kavanah. And even according to the Mandamar that says the Kei Vashir is Yotza, still Vamisasek Vayotza. So to explain why Vamisasek Vayotza, even according to the Mandamar Mitzvah Sein Tzirchis Kavanah, we find two Mahalchim in the Rishenim. Rashi, and the Ran in his first Pshat explains, that we say had to Kei Vashir Yotza is only if he was Mechavin to make the proper sound of a Shofar. But in our Gemara, of a Mesasek Vayotza, he was not mechavin to make the proper sound of a shofar. He was not mechavin to be tekeya kashir tzkiya. And for that reason, we say, a Mesasek Vayotza, even according to the Mandamar mitzvahs, ein tzriches kavana. The Ran goes on to say, a second pshat, that even if he would be mechavin to make the proper sound of a shofar, even if he would be mechavin to make a tkiya kashir tkiya, still one would not be yotzei. The Ran explains that over here that he is being mechaven for a different mitzvah. He is being mechaven lechanech esaktanim. He is being mechaven lemitzvah eschinech. Since he is being mechaven for another mitzvah, for that reason, even according to the Mandamar, the mitzvah ain't tzriches kavana, but that is only if there is no kavana l'shem mitzvah acheres. Over here that he is being mechaven for a different mitzvah, even according to the Mandamar mitzvahs ein tzriches kavanah, one would not be yotzei. From the Ran, one sees, as the Sfas Emes explains, that Rava holds mitzvahs ein tzriches kavanah means to say that even without kavanah, one has a ma'isa mitzvah. Even without specific kavanah, we consider this ma'isa as a ma'isa mitzvah of tkiya shofar. And therefore, the Ran goes on to say that is only if there was no other kavanah for a different mitzvah. But in our case, that he had kavanah for a different mitzvah, we do not see the ma'isa of tkiya l'shir as a ma'isa tkiya of tkiya l'mitzvah. But rather, we see the ma'isa tkiya as a ma'isa tkiya l'shem chinuch, l'shem mitzvah chinuch. And for that reason, even according to the Mandamar mitzvah sein tzriches kavanah, one would not be yotzei. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Mishnah says a shir tkiya kesholosh truos. On that, the Gemara asks, "Vatanya shir tkiya ketchua." Amar bai tana didan kachoshev tkiya dekuhu bavi uchua dekuhu bavi. Tana bra kachoshev chad bava vesuloi. To explain, that our Mishnah says shir tkiya kesholosh truos, we find three basic mahalchim in the Rishonim. Rashi explains that each tkiya is kashir sholesh truis. The Rambam, on the other hand, the Perek Gimel Milcha Shofar Chadalet, explains that our Mishnah says shir tkiya kasholesh truis is referring to the tkiya before the chua and the tkiya after the chua. Both tkiyas together are kashir sholesh truis, But each tkiya by itself is only half of the shir shalosh truos. From the Rambam one sees, that the Rambam Mishnah says shir tkiya k'shalosh truos does not mean to say that there is a halacha that the tkiya has to be k'shir truah. Like the Pnei Yeshua explains, that since the tkiya is the ikar, therefore the tkiya cannot be shorter than the truah, but rather, according to the Rambam, one sees that the Rambam understands that our Mishnah is saying a shir. The Mishnah is saying a way of figuring out how long a tkiya is by seeing how long a truah is. Take a truah, and each tkiya is half of that truah. Both tkiyas together are kashir truah, but each tkiya by itself is only half of that truah. But there is no halacha that the shir tkiya is the same shir as truah. That is the shita of the Rambam. The Rashba and the Ran Mishim Arayvid explain our Mishnah differently. They explain that once the Gemara says that there is a machlokes between the Braisa and the Mishnah as far as Shir Chua is concerned, is Shir Chua a genuche ganach or Shir Chua yule yalil, it is not necessary any longer for the Gemara to say that our Mishnah says Shir Tkiya Kashalosh Chua is the Kuhu Bavi. Even if it's only Chad Bava, it's still the same shir that is mentioned in the Braisa. The Braisa says, shir, kia, ketrua, which again, like the Braisa, trua means three shvarim. Three shvarim altogether equal nine koiches. So too, the tan of our Mishnah that holds shir, trua, is yivuwe yolil, altogether three truas equal nine koiches. So therefore it comes out that the Mishnah and Braisa both are saying the same shir. The shir tkiya is nine koiches. So again, from the Ran, b'shem harayved, and the Rashba, one sees it that our Mishnah says shir tkiya k'shalosh truos, does not mean that there's a shir, that there's a halacha, that tkiya is the same shir as truah. Because again, a truah is only gimel koiches, and tkiya is nine koiches. Rather, our Mishnah is saying a shir, a way of figuring out how long is a tkiya. A tkiya is nine koiches k'shalosh truos. There is no halacha that a tkiya has to be as long as a truah. Now let's go on to the next sugya. Tosfos says the following chiddush, that one should not be ma'arich b'shever, one should not make a long shever k'shir gimel koiches, like the shir of three koiches. Tosfos explains that the reason why one should not be marech b'shever, because if one is marech b'shever, kishir gimel koiches, then it was yatzim echlal shever, it is no longer considered a shever, it is now considered a tkiya. The Marshal asks the following kasha on Tosfos. We find that Tosfos says that the shir tkiya is kegimel koiches is only by a tkiya trua tkiya. Then we say that since the halacha is a tkiya is kashir trua, therefore a tkiya is kegimel koiches, just like trua is gimel koiches. But by a tkiya shvorim tkiya, that the shvorim are more than gimel koiches, so too the tkiya has to be more than gimel koiches based on the halacha of tkiya ketrua. Because again, Tosfos understands tkiya ketrua means that the tkiya has to be the same shear as its trua. If its trua is what we call trua, then the shear is gimel koiches. If the trua is what we call shvarim, then the shear is more than gimel koiches, just like shvarim themselves are more than gimel koiches. The Marshal asks, how can Tosfos say that one should not be marech b'shever k'shir gimel koiches? Because then it is considered a tkiya. The tkiya of tkiya shvarim trua is more than gimel koiches. The tkiya of tkiya shvarim trua has to be more than gimel koiches, just like the shvarim themselves are more than gimel koiches. That is the kasha of the Marsha. The Marsha brings down that the Agoyis Ashri, because of this kasha, is chiluk on the Rosh. The Rosh says, the halacha of Tosfos, that one should not be marech b'shever k'shir gimel koiches, because then it will no longer be considered a shever, it will be considered a tkiya. The Agoyis Ashri says, no, since tkiya shvarim tkiya, the shir tkiya, has to be more than gimel koiches, so too one is allowed to be marech b'shever more than gimel koiches. To answer Tosfos, one has to say the following chiddush, that we say that the shir tkiya is ketrua, the shir tkiya is like its trua, does not mean to say that less than that is not considered a tkiya, but rather even less than that could possibly be considered a tkiya. Just there's a locha, there's a shir How long does a tkia have to be? A tkia has to be kashir trua. If the shir trua is gimel kaiches, then the shir tkia is gimel kaiches. If the shir trua is more than gimel kaiches, then the shir tkia has to be more than gimel kaiches as well. But it does not mean to say that a tkia less than the shir of its trua is not considered a tkia. And therefore, that the Taisa says that one should not make a shvorim kegemo kaiches because then it will be yatzim achal shaver is based on that since we find that to be considered a tkia, one does not need more than gemo kaiches. And we see that from the fact that every tkia, trua tkia, the tkia is kegemo kaiches. So we see that to be considered a tkia, one does not need that to be more than gemo kaiches. Gemo kaiches is enough to be considered a tkia. Even though we happen to say that tkia shvarim tkia, the tkia has to be more than gemal kaiches, that is only because there's a shear. There's a shear how long the tkia has to be. The tkia has to be as long as it's trua. But even less than that could possibly be considered a tkia. And for that reason, Taisa says one should not make a shever kashir gemal kaiches, because we see that by tkia trua tkia, gemal kaiches is enough to be considered a tkia. And that is the chayr of the pshat in the Teretz of the Beis Yosef in Simen Tov Kov Tzadi. The Beis Yosef says that since we find Tkia Trua Tkia, the Shir Tkia is Kegemol Kaiches, so too by Tkia Shvarim Tkia, one should not make a Shvarim Keshir, the Tkia of Tkia Trua Tkia.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.